bridging your Catholic faith with your everyday life. You're listening to Trending with Timory on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
You're listening to Trending with Timory. It's great to be back with you. Are you subscribed to our podcast? Are you able to have at your fingertips an episode you just heard of Trending available so that you can text it to a friend? Whether we're talking about infertility, whether we're talking about abortion, whether we're talking about the Blessed Virgin Mary and her feast day coming up this weekend of the Queenship of Our Lady, what does that mean for our life? These are things that you can pass along. Head over to relevantradio.com/trending, where you can subscribe to the podcast on whatever podcast app that you like. We're there. And send it to others. Encourage them to listen, because this is a resource for you that we are asking you to invest in so that others can have this resource given to them to help them go deeper in their faith and answer those difficult questions. Speaking of difficult questions, a really difficult topic in our culture right now has to do with fertility. We've been talking about this a lot on Trending, and I've shared some of my own story, but I want to talk about infertility as a cross for people who are continuing to face this. There are so many great resources within the faith and the spirituality that we have that can help us journey through this. Is this something you're facing? Perhaps even just talking about fertility can be just as difficult as the experience itself, especially when people make comments such as, just adopt, eat this, take that, try IVF, not recognizing that goes against your moral code or against life and destroys life. Or sometimes people have even said, and have said it to me as well, just, what's wrong with you? As if something's so wrong with you that it just kind of starts to make you feel like maybe you're responsible, or it's just adding to the grief that you're experiencing. If you know someone who's struggling with fertility, I want you to really take this three-piece approach here. They don't need you to throw solutions at them right away. So these are the three things you can do. If and when they bring it up, that you just listen. You listen to what they're experiencing, because many people, sometimes not even themselves, are willing to just listen. They're searching for answers. Second, I challenge you to be a prayer warrior for them. And third, when you do want to try to provide that solution, remember that you're called to listen and first ask, what have you tried? And if they don't know about NAPRO technology and fertility care practitioners who treat underlying causes of fertility, if you feel able, subtly and gently pass on the information without being pushy. Again, listen, be a prayer warrior, and ask what they've tried. And if they don't know, recommend NAPRO technologies. There are incredible NAPRO doctors who have incredible science and medical information and treatment to help women that doesn't compromise their body, their faith, or the life of their child through things like IVF. NAPRO technology doesn't do any of that. It helps with a holistic approach to the whole human person, respecting faith and body. But I want to talk about fertility from the perspective of our faith. From the perspective of the fact that infertility, or just this confusion, this dislike even for fertility, isn't anything new. We're talking earlier in the show about that photo I mentioned, which we're posting on social media, of this woman who has a sign where she's talking about how, just because I don't want kids, doesn't mean I need pity, that I'm a crazy cat lady, that I'm selfish, and so forth. But it brought me back to this whole conversation of fertility overall, whether you don't want to have children or whether you're struggling to conceive yourself. You see, the biblical story of women has always touched on this restlessness and wrestling with God to conceive a child since the fall. You see, Sarah, Rachel, Hannah, Elizabeth in the Old Testament and leading up to our Lord with Elizabeth. And St. Teresa Benedict of the Cross, also known as Edith Stein, who lived during World War II, I've mentioned, in her Essays to Women, discusses how part of the curse of the fall impacted our overall struggle of fertility. And so I encourage you that this is nothing new, but the miraculous can take place in our lives. And to turn to saints such as Saint Rita, but also to turn to saints if maybe you struggled with miscarriage, such as Saint Catherine of Siena and Saint Catherine of Sweden, for company along the journey.